All right, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Mr. C and Fifth with your host, Zach Kears and the Fifth General. What's going on, Zach Kears?
What's going on? It's good to be here. Good to be
here. We here. We glad everybody tuning in. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, everybody. Some crazy stuff happened, man. We're gonna really take a deep dive into the Jonathan Majors situation, the verdict and everything, and him being fired from Marvel, Disney, you know, from playing his role of Kang the Conqueror and what that means. And we're gonna dive into it, explain the charges as best as we can, and we're gonna get both of our perspectives. So that's gonna be the main topic we're gonna address.
Yes.
Before we get to that, Zach Kears, you wanted to address a statement that actor Kristen Keys has made publicly. Heard briefly some things, but I want you to expand more on it today. Then I'll give my views, and we'll give our views on that.
Well, it's been all over YouTube. It's been all over social media. Kristen Keys confessed that, those who don't know Kristen Keys, a very popular actor that acted in a lot of films, Tyler Perry, acted in a lot of black, mostly predominantly, films that can portray black people.
People may recently know him from, the series, on Bounce, Sinners and Saints.
Sinners and Saints. Also on the, another series I like is called, Family Business.
Okay.
Okay,
he's on that. I didn't know
Netflix.
That.
That's on Netflix sometimes. He was on that a little bit. So what Kristen Keys was really confessing, and he's been acting for a little while now.
He has.
That there's a man, a powerful man in Hollywood, mm-hmm. that offered him $100,000 to take his clothes off.
Oh, Jesus.
And because of this, he was given the offer to take his clothes off to, in other words, this person was offering him sexual advances, a male, some powerful person in Hollywood, and he offered him to give him $100,000 if he do so. Now, but it didn't just stop there, because he's claiming that he was harassed numerous times, but from this powerful man in Hollywood. He didn't call no names when he was making this allegation. He didn't call no names. He didn't say no names. He said that, which I believe is true. He said that there's a lot of things you have to do in order to reach the next plateau. A lot of things, sell your soul you have to do in order for you to make certain heights in Hollywood. Not everybody, but certain things you're offered. I would say maybe 90% of actors, actresses are always offered that ritual to make that sell your soul ritual in order for you to reach to that next level. Now, some people turn it down, some people didn't. And Katy Perry said it best. The singer Katy Perry said it best. He said, "I had to sell my soul to the devil in order for me to get to the next level." Now, when Kristen Keys came out with this, I just automatically thought about that. And he said it even during his testimony. He even said it himself. He said that certain things that you have to face, certain things you have to do in order for you to get certain roles, or in order for you to get certain things, to certain benefits, certain things you have to do. And but he said this, it just made a big frenzy all over social media. And then what really hit it off, he said that, you know, he had to pray. He's a follower of God, so he said he had to do a quick prayer in the beginning of his testimony. And he said that he usually doesn't come out and talk like this. But he said he had to let the gorilla out the cage, or let the break out and say this. He said he's not gonna give no names, but he had to just confess it because he was battling sleeping at night with this on his chest. So he came out and he said it, and you know, some people are saying that, listen, Cassie came out with the P. Diddy allegations. The singer Cassie came out with the P. Diddy allegations, and this whole Me Too movement, people are coming out, women are coming out, but for a long time,
right?
A brother's coming out saying that yes, he's been given sexual advances in order for him to reach to the next level, and you don't hear this from men, you know, and
I mean, Terry Crews was one when the whole thing kicked off with
Harvey Weinstein, Terry Crews came. Yeah. So you don't usually hear this. Usually women come out in a whole lot and they confess what's being done to them. They confess the things that happened to them back in the days. And this made a big frenzy. It went viral. If you look on YouTube, they're still talking about what he said, his testimony. So, and we all are given choices. What I'm trying to get at is that we all are given choices. We all are given choices in order for us. Do we want to, and the question is, do we want to sell our soul or not? And that's a choice. And I think, Christian Keys, according to the long, because there was another testimony that he gave, he said he had this come up with it because this is what some people face when they're in the entertainment business. So yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the crazy things is that when men, usually women will come out and share what's happened to them in Hollywood, the workplace, whatever you call it, you know, in terms of like SA, I have to say SA for YouTube algorithm.
Yeah, but, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's such and such assault, for those who know what that means.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And or harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of this stuff happens and they speak about it, but I think the assumption is it don't happen to men because men are not speaking about it as much as women.
Right.
Well, because as men, and I'll speak for every man on this one, we have pride. So a lot of us are not going to even come out and tell that. And then a lot of things can happen to us in terms of our careers can be, you know, deaded, you know, people cannot deal with us no more.
Right.
We'll get
right,
judged right. And we won't get the same level of grace of that some women will get when they come out and say what's happened to them.
Right.
Because
right.
a lot of times when a man comes out and says what happened to him, they don't believe him because they're like, well, you a man, you strong enough to fight them off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of things that happen. Now, I appreciate the brother for saying something. You know, not many are going to say something. You had a few men come out during the Afrika Bambaataa situation of what he was being accused of for the past couple of years of him, you know, with, you know, young underage boys years ago when first people came out about that. You know, that was years ago. You know what I'm saying? That was years ago. I remember that. I remember when that first broke out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's a lot. There's a lot of rumors going around about Tyler, so I won't get into that because nothing's been confirmed. A lot of rumors about Tyler. But
yeah,
I'm not surprised. Cat Williams has spoken on this before. He said there are parties that you get invited to, and as soon as you walk in the door, everything seems okay, right? But then when you walk down this hallway, there's this room that seems pretty exclusive, and he said there's a lot of sexual degenerate things going on in that room. Male and females. Female, female, male, male. Drugs and all that type of stuff. Yeah. He said, and right in front of you too. Don't even hide.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they have this situation where they do this initiation thing, right? Because I've seen something about this where they'll have someone, what do you call it? They'll be like, hey, I'm gonna put you in this movie, but I want to try something. And then they'll have a video camera or photos. Mm-hmm. And then you do that, you know, low grade act. Then you become popular, but by then you've been buck broken. You know, like how they do black actors.
Yeah.
And that's gonna lead into our main topic. I promise people I'll connect that.
Yeah.
And now, say they need you to now do something. Now, hey, we put you on. Now it's time for you to owe us something. You owe me.
Right.
And then when you have your morals and principles kick in because you didn't have any before, mm-hmm. they kick in. Mm-hmm. And then now they say, oh, yeah? You sure you want to do that? Mm-hmm. Because we got this video of you doing such and such, and we will put it out there if you don't do what you're told. They do that to women and men.
And men, yeah, yes.
Everybody knows that that's done to women, yes. But a lot of people don't know that's done to men, too. This is why... Yeah. Child actors, when they get adults, they tell people, yo, that they was, you know, sexually molested and all that. And people don't believe them. Some believe, well, the men, that is.
Yeah.
Nobody believes. The sad thing is that a majority of people do not believe men when they come forward.
Right.
You notice that? Mm-hmm. If a man said, oh, well, we got to, oh, no, nah, I don't know about all that. Oh, no, nah, he must have did something. When a woman has done it, all she got to do is say it. We don't even get the other person's side of the story. They automatically believe it because she's a woman. Now, I don't want to do a male-female thing because that's not what that's about. I apologize. But what I'm trying to say is everyone observes at least some type of objectivity. And their chance to tell their side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I also believe the person who's being accused should tell their side as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's all I got to say about that particular thing. Mm-hmm. But I kind of want to throw it back to you, man. The one thing I'll say about Christian Keys is this. He's not caught up in the same... He's not a, not to disrespect him, he's not what we would call a A-list celebrity, AAA actor, box office guy.
Okay.
Actor. No. He's right. Not that guy, right?
Right.
I'm not saying that to down his career. Brother, I think you have talent, mm-hmm. and I appreciate your accomplishments. Mm-hmm. But I would also say, brother, you're smart because the film scene that you're in won't cancel you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's not at the same capacity that Jonathan Majors was canceled at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'll get to that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I do want to say, brother, you are in Hollywood just like Jonathan Majors, and you need to be mm-hmm. careful.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to watch your six and have people who are around you who are really watching your six.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This is the kind of stuff that concerns me about these cats getting in the industry, man.
Yeah.
You know, I once wanted to be in the industry so bad musically.
Me too.
Like, right?
Yeah.
But it's not worth compromising my core values, morals, and principles. My dignity, it's not worth that. I'd rather work a 9-to-5 for the rest of my life than to... have someone have me caught up like that, like, you know, like have me in a precarious situation where I may have, well, I don't want to say that, but because YouTube is listening, but I'll just say defend myself. And while defending myself, I don't want to end up in prison.
I'm just saying. Right.
These are the kind of things that are happening to people who want to go this route. And, you know, I believe he should stand on business as best as he can. Mm-hmm. And I assume he's a family man, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
And,
you know, that has a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah.
You going home, your wife or whatever, or kids or whatever, you see them every day. And in your mind, you're like, I got to say something, man, because I got to look at my kids got to look at me. I got to look at them. Right. Or it could have been a situation where he may have gotten word that somebody was going to try to out him in some way and say, oh, yeah, we did this to him, which is disgusting. But this is the kind of stuff that happens.
Yes. Yes.
And he may have been trying to get ahead of the news, or he may have felt inspired to help someone, because that happens too. Where you're like, you know what? I can't go on like this. I need to say something that's going to help someone to avoid and stay out of what I was caught up in. You know what I'm saying? It could have been that.
Yes.
So my question is this, man. Like you said, this comes out after the Cassie Diddy thing.
Yeah.
And the Diddy thing is not over. Right. It ain't over, because there's more people saying alleged stuff, and he's finally starting to get behind and talking. You know, Russell Simmons was once accused of stuff on the workplace, and he's in Bali. He's not even here.
Right.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, Bali is in Indonesia. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And, you know, there's that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, that's, I don't know what's going on with that, Russell. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, are you out there because you did it? And you trying to stay away from here because if you come back here, they'll arrest you. I don't know. I just don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is the kind of thing that, you know, that this industry tries to do, especially with black men, buck breaking. And we all know that Dave Chappelle talked about how they try to put him in a skirt and everything.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm going to give the mic back to you. I've talked long enough. I'm long winded, but I kind of want to get more of your intake. So my question to you is this. Mm-hmm. He spoke out, right? Yes. He has many friends in Hollywood, right?
Yes.
I would think, you know, because he's been in movies with a lot of actors that we know who have gone above him, you know? Mm-hmm. Is it possible that him and his other friends possibly may have gone through the same thing on the same movie set? You think that's possible?
It's definitely possible. Or they may have went through it in different sets.
Got you.
Yeah, they went through it during the course of trying to get to the next level. Because the thing is that they have industry parties.
Oh, yeah.
And with the industry parties, you're mingling among other actors or directors and so forth and so forth. And the things that they're into, sometimes it's very deep. The rituals and the things that they do is very deep. And you come to a point, if you're an actor, actress, you come to a point in a final decision if you want to go that route or not. And the question is, do you want to sell your soul? That's the question. Do you want to sacrifice your standards in order for you to get to that next level? And I think some actors, I even heard Tyrese coming out and saying certain things about that. And he even said it himself. DMX said it. DMX said it when he did the thing in Apollo Theater, when he did a poem, a deep, deep poem talking about the industry.
Yeah.
And y'all got to listen to that. If y'all didn't listen to DMX Industry,
it's a song. Yeah, it's also a song. But he did an acapella version of it on Deaf Poetry Jam.
Yeah. Listen to it and listen to it good. Then you will fully understand what Christian Keys, Tyrese, certain actors, Cat Williams, comedian, is talking about. So, sure, I even give it to ODB.
Dave Chappelle's one of them.
Dave Chappelle, ODB.
Yeah, ODB had some candid interviews that people don't know about.
Yeah, ODB said certain things, and the industry is a wild, it's but me and Fifth, we almost got into the music industry. It's a wicked thing.
Yeah.
Certain things you got to do, because we've seen it in artists. We see some artists. There was an artist, Chris Brown performed in Jamaica not too long ago, maybe about a few months ago. And his performance, one of the dancer artists, Queen Africa, can't believe that she said this. She said,
"Oh Lord."
She said that his performance looked like, oh, like he has a spell on him, and she, you know, people were like taken back by that.
Oh, I've heard that before.
She said, it looked demonic. Then the last words I said that it looked. She said it looked demonic, like he was on a new, demonic.
He was ritual, possessed. Like,
possessed. He looked possessed when he was performing. His performance looked really dumb. She said,
"People really said demonic."
Yeah, really demonic. And I'm like, wow. But you know, the thing is that people that are spiritual, sometimes they can read certain things. They can tell. And they could tell and they can read certain things that sometimes the average person that's not spiritual could read. And I believed her. I believed her. But it's a choice. But what Keys was saying, if you listen to that, he spoke for a whole hour. So I really couldn't really listen to it for the whole hour.
Okay.
But it was very deep. It was very, very deep on his testimony and what he was saying about the industry, about certain offers that's being made in Hollywood, in certain things in Hollywood that's being done to certain people, and they keeping it quiet. I mean, I heard this from artists back in the days too, as well. Artists that came out and said what they say. As I mentioned, ODB, DMX. There's other artists too, as well. There was something that said I could go on and on and on about this because there's so many testimonies of artists that said they're being violated and certain things have been done. And shoot, and I remember when Ghostface came out and said something. He said, "Listen," he said, I went to an industry party." Those who don't know him, Ghostface from Wu-Tang, he said they went to an industry party, certain rooms. He said, "I could not enter that room. I could not enter that room. I had to keep going. I could not enter that room. I went to an industry party and I had to keep going. I could not, certain things they were getting into, I could not get involved in." So it's what the average person don't know, that's what goes on. So you know what? I have to confess, and I know if you just confessed it, but for the longest time, I remember back in that was the only thing I ever wanted to do. Was to bring it to the music industry, bring it to the entertainment world. That's all I wanted to do. That was it. That was it for me. I was pushing music. I was even going for acting gigs. I was even going back then. I was even staying online and trying to get into the acting industry, trying to get my foot wet into going for auditions. I never forget going for my first two auditions. I really wanted to get into the industry. I wanted to be famous. That was my dream. That was my goal. I never forget that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a strong drive for it. So yeah, I would do anything to get into that music industry, you know, but as time goes on, you live and you learn, you know? So yeah.
I mean, I think it just boils down to this, right?
Yeah.
Getting into a industry, it's fine. The problem is the gatekeepers control how you get in. And that's the problem.
That's the problem. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be able to do everything that I want. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. But not at the expense of me being, in a morally wrong situation. I don't want it that bad.
Right, and
that goes for any job, any employment. I mean, mm-hmm. there are your typical run of the mill employment jobs that, you know, there are bosses that people don't know of telling people, "Hey, man, you want to get this job, you got to do this." I mean, this is the kind of stuff that people are saying, and it could be just a job that pays only like $15 an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the higher us, like, "Yeah, you got to do something for me." And usually they do that people who don't have any other options. You know, like they say that about, you know, like people who are facing a situation where this happens in the military, right?
Yeah.
There are women who have come forward and who just had nowhere to go in life. I mean, just it was the streets or prison.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they turn to the military, and then somebody in the military goes, "Hey, you know, you want to be in the military this bad?
Yeah.
You know, look under the table." I mean, this is just kind of stuff that, you know, that people are saying. I mean, sadly, there are things going on that people do not know about that are putting people's life at risk.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's crazy. You know? Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna transition a little bit to the Jonathan Majors story.
Yes.
All right, so this is gonna be old news, but current news at the same time to people by the time this airs, because we're all responding to this. The podcast community has all been responding to this Jonathan Majors situation, as well as the comic book community and, you know, superhero fans and nerds out there. Shout outs to them. I'm half nerd, too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, you know, because of his affiliation with Disney and Marvel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing I'm going to read off, and I can't wait to give my thoughts on it, because I got the stocking cap on camera for a reason. Mm-hmm. I just don't care right now. This man, Jonathan Majors, 34-year-old actor, 34, man. 34, still young enough to do stuff, but kind of at a time where they cancel you, then now you got to spend all these years trying to get yourself back. So he was accused. Okay, so he's been convicted he has been charged with 2 counts of assault and 2 counts of harassment, all misdemeanors, no felonies, right? It was a jury of 6, small jury, right? Jury of 6 convicted him, but acquitted him of other charges. So there were other things that they was like, nah, he not guilty for that, but he guilty for this, he guilty for this. But let's see how they found him guilty, right?
Mm-hmm.
For those who haven't seen the video, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain it. Jonathan Majors is putting his, at the time, girlfriend in an Uber, you would say, right? Kind of like a hired car service taxi. He's trying to put it in there.
Yeah.
Putting her in there so he can get the heck up out of there.
Right.
Now, she follows him. He stiffs arm her off, or shoulder, you know, bumps her off so he could run. She chases him for like 4 blocks.
Wow.
Running, not even looking both ways, running in the streets.
Mm.
Trying to get hit by cars. Now he's looking both ways.
Right.
And he ran past almost every camera in Manhattan.
Yeah.
This man ran into Chinatown. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's ridiculous. The prosecutors were trying to say, yo, she had a broken finger. Her arm was jacked up and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell by the way she was. Let's just say that happened. You couldn't tell by the way she was chasing a man down the block.
No, no. She'd be a bit too busy with the pain.
Thank you. And that's what they got him on, the assault. So they're saying that's assault. Did you hear me?
First of all, we know. I think she started crying. I heard that she started crying. But anyway. And we know what crying did for a lot of black men in this country. History says it all. And we got communities burned down. I mentioned Black Wall Street. We had lynching, all because of a cry from a white woman. Anyway, Jonathan Majors. I don't believe it, because he's running away to save his life. Because he knows that, listen, this girl will get me in trouble. That's why he was running. And I'm thinking he's a smart dude. He's not going to he knows if he put his hands there, he's going to get in trouble. I think what it is that some people love to exaggerate things to a point where you're the victim. Now, and I said it, and I'm going to say it again. If she was really injured, like what they say that she is, she will stop, being so much pain if your finger was broken. That's number one. You're running. If your finger's broken, you're not running after nobody. You're like stopping and you're trying to numb the pain away because you're so much excruciating pain. You ever see people in pain? Some people in pain, they don't just, especially feet, ladies, some people's threshold for pain is not that great.
Yeah.
And she's holding it. She ain't running after. If her finger is that injured, she's not running after Jonathan Majors. She's going to cry, carry on. Now she's not going to run after him. She's going to hold her finger, cry, carry on, say, I'm in pain. She might attempt to call the police in pain. She's trying to numb the pain. You're not running after nobody in pain. That's number one. So that's why I think I'm just going to say it could be an exaggeration on her part, big time. Because, you know, it's like this. Listen, some women get extremely upset. Ladies get upset when they see a dude maybe texting or somebody that, or maybe trying to reach somebody. Then they say, listen, not a female you're reaching. She got upset. And she's mad because he wanted to move on. And he broke up with her.
Yeah.
He broke up with her.
Yeah.
And she can't handle it. So what she do?
She threatened him, though.
She
threatened to harm herself if they broke up.
Oh, mental issues. Okay. Mental issues. Mm.
I just wanted to give you that. Yeah.
Wow. Threatened to hurt herself if he broke up with her.
Speak more to that and what you think other men go through in those situations. Go ahead.
Men, the Bible is right when it says that some women make men get into a piece of crumb, crumble into a piece of crumb. It's in the scriptures. When you're dealing with somebody that has mental issues, like Fatal Attraction, movie called Fatal Attraction, you deal with a person that has mental issues, you're in trouble as a man because now you got that person's emotions all wrapped up in you. There was an actor, I forgot the name of the actor, white actor in the 90s, 1994, Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
Phil Hartman, of those who don't know the Phil Hartman story. Let me tell you about the Phil Hartman story.
He was a big time actor back in the day.
In 1994, his wife had emotional problems. You know what he did? He told his wife he was leaving. But you know what? The mistake that Phil Hartman made, he went to bed with her that night. He went to bed with her that night, and she wound up, I think she shot him, or she wound up killing him, or maybe stabbing him. She wound up killing him. So when you... My point is when you deal with somebody that's mentally ill, sometimes you don't know it right away. But sometimes when we ignore signs, it turns around and it bites us. We can't ignore signs. When you see somebody that says that you're not going nowhere, certain signs you see that have people that have mental issues. And they're a little bit overly possessive over you. I don't know if that young lady was that like that with Jonathan Majors. Maybe sound like she was that way because
safe to assume as possible.
But, yeah. Yeah. So when you deal with somebody with mental issues and you deal with somebody that would actually say that I'm going to harm myself if you leave me, you're in trouble because now if she does it, they're all gonna point the finger to you. And the thing is, it's a scary situation when you're dealing with that. Certain signs that we see, certain signs that some men see, maybe some women too, but some men see certain signs you see in that person. You ignore it. You think it's cute, or you may ignore it. She's grabbing your phone. She's checking through your phone. You may ignore it, or she's getting mad at you because she didn't hear from you for maybe a minute or two. You stepped away from her in a minute or two. She's extremely angry because all you just did was go to the store, and you said you'll be right back. But maybe because you take a little long, you're talking to a friend on the street, and you, and all of a sudden now she's furious that you did her something really bad. Little things that you ignore turn around and it can get you. So I don't know if we ignore these signs, but somebody with mental issues is a dangerous thing to really get yourself wrapped up, emotionally wrapped up with. Because
I got more for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
This is you have people who are in relationships where they're in that exact same situation, mm-hmm. and they stay in the relationship longer, hoping that that's going to heal the person that has threatened self-harm. Speak to that.
Yes. Some people are afraid to leave. Some people are afraid to leave a relationship.
Would you call that an abusive relationship at some point, even though they're not threatening to abuse you, but they're threatening to abuse themselves, and that just messes you up mentally?
It's a mental abuse. It's mental yeah. abuse, emotional and mental abuse, because...
I figured you would say that.
Yeah, because the thing is this.
No, but I agree, though.
Yeah, the thing is this. Be careful if somebody is afraid to be alone. Oh. Be careful of that, because the thing is that... And then they're looking to you to fulfill their happiness. Be careful of that. And it seems like with Jonathan Majors... got involved with this young lady, he was the man to fulfill her happiness. And because he was the man to fulfill her happiness, this is why she said, when he decided to break up with her and say, I don't want to be with you no longer, I'm going to harm myself.
Yeah, that's not good.
And when a person said, I'm going to harm myself, don't ignore it. Believe it. Mm-mm. Believe it. Because the thing is that she's going to cry wolf. She's going to cry wolf. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us brothers over the years, decades, have been lynched, careers destroyed because of what a woman said, especially white women. Lynched. Of false accusations. Lynched because of false cities burned down. Cities, towns burned down because of false accusations. Okay? Red Summer, Rosewood, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay? Okay? Off of false accusations because of white women that have extreme emotional issues and problems. Cities, people have been murdered and killed. Black people been murdered and killed, okay? So this is a lesson that, especially for some of us brothers, a lot of us brothers, some of us brothers, that when you deal with somebody with emotional issues and they can't be, you have to be in the room with them at all times for them to be secured. Any with an insecure person as mentally ill, you better break up with that quickly. Don't stay, don't wait. Don't think that because you're staying with her, it's going to make things better. It's not. It only gets worse. It doesn't get better. It doesn't get better because it's going to come to a point where if she doesn't like your mother, she's going to tell you not to go. If you only go see your mother, and the reason why I'm saying this because it happened to a friend of mine years ago. This girl literally told him, I don't want you going seeing your mother. She doesn't like me and I don't like her. If you go see your mother, things are going to happen. So you know what he did? He listened to her. He listened. And I don't know how he got out. I don't know the end story of it because I don't even know how he got out of that. But he listened to her. And because he listened, no family members, it's like he's in a little cult with her. They don't even know where his whereabouts are. So, brothers, I tell you this. When you're dealing with somebody with emotional, even sisters too. When you're dealing with somebody with emotional problems, you better break up quickly. Or you see somebody, don't plan to date them. Don't get your emotionals wrapped up into them because you're in for a ride. And I mean, it's not going to be a good ride either.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me put my black conscious hat on.
Yes, please do. Please do.
Jonathan Majors, you, sir, were convicted of sleeping with a white woman.
Hello. 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 Hello.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to quote my brother, my blood brother. He said that girl looked like Uma Thurman. So I mean, blonde hair, white woman too, kind of, and slim, and brother, you just got done. You a super villain. Well, you're in a movie series in Marvel. You play a villain. On top of that, you got super buff for Creed 3.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're 6 foot. They look at you as one big Negro.
Oh, he's 6 foot?
Yeah. But he's brolic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this white woman he was with, and I'm speaking of real, I don't care. This white woman he with, you know, she thin. You know, she got that damsel in distress look. And when they saw that quote-unquote big black man come in that courtroom with this skinny white woman, and they said, oh, yeah, this Negro right here, he guilty.
Yep.
I'm thinking. No. I'm saying, I'm sure that's what they thought.
Yeah, right.
And this is why I made it easy for them. And let me get this straight. This woman grabs his phone. This is the other thing they're saying. Or she caught wind of what was going on in his phone. And allegedly, they're trying to say that the woman that he was texting with was Megan Good this whole time. So that's why she, you know, got crazy and all that and flew off the handle and stuff like that. And then you mean to tell me that the man putting her in the car looked like she was falling out the car. He's, you know, and the fact that she's chasing him, he runs off, stiffs on her to get off of him, and he's convicted of being guilty of that?
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
You got to be kidding me. If anything, he looks like the victim.
Yeah.
Not her.
Not her. Right.
I need somebody to explain this to me. Like I'm 5 years old. But then again, we already know. This, sadly, was Jonathan Majors' Negro wake-up call.
Hello.
That's exactly what that was.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
He with Megan Good now. Man, he should have avoided this woman. He should have never been with this woman. You don't ever stay in a situation, or maybe it was out of fear because he cared for the woman and he didn't want the woman to hurt herself or whatever, or hurt him. Right. But her attitude is, if I can't have you, nobody will.
Yes.
I'm glad dangerous. I'm glad he physically survived. Okay?
Yeah.
Physically survived. Mm-hmm. And do you know that with this misdemeanor, no felony, but you know what this misdemeanor charges he facing? Do you know that this man could face up to a year in jail?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he's facing, oh my gosh, two
charges in
assault.
Mm-hmm. And two charges in two counts of assault, two counts of harassment. The man took it to trial. I'm gonna let you get the mic and talk as long as you can. I just want to set this up for you. the man took it to trial because he was trying to protect his reputation. And now look what happened.
You say what to that?
It backfired on him. He figured that he protect himself from this crazy deranged white lady. He figured he protect himself from her, but it backfired on him because all the, like you said before, all you see, all this is this big buck, this big brother walking in the courtroom trying to defend himself. And they look at her, skinny, scrawny little white woman. They look at her, they're like, you know what? He's guilty. I just have to pity back what you said because that's facts. That's facts. They just look at his stature and be like, yo.
can I give you one more thing? And I'm going to let you go because I don't want you to forget this. Remember last season? We did a show called The Emasculation Proclamation.
Oh yes!
Remember those pictures that he did?
Yes, I remember. Oh yes.
And now look.
Yeah. Yes.
See, it doesn't pay to compromise because this happens to you anyway.
Exactly. Hello, that needs a bomb. Hello. The soul, but he wearing this flamingo little night, the flamingo and crossing his legs, trying to be feminine for, you know, this for the men on top, you know, he's trying to,
yeah,
you know, yeah.
They was buck breaking him then.
Right then, yeah, yes, yes.
That's probably one of the main reasons why he got this. You know why he gets the roles that he gets, because although he's a talented act, so here's the thing. He, from what I learned from him, mm-hmm. is that this man lived, breathed, and sleeped acting. Learned, studied everything. Tried to make sure that he was never the same character twice. I mean, very similar to Chadwick Boseman.
Boseman, yeah, yes.
And Jonathan Majors, I'm going to just say this. Rest in peace to Chadwick. I hate that he's not here no more. But I have a feeling that Jonathan was used as a passing of the torch.
Yes.
And now look what happened.
Yes, yes.
Zacchaeus, take all the time you need to respond to that.
Yes. The truth of the matter is that Chadwick Boseman is a phenomenal actor. We all know that. We know Chadwick Boseman was doing Marvel. He was a Black Panther in Marvel. And he did Thurgood Marshall. He did so many timeless roles. Jackie Robinson. He did so much timeless roles. He played all of those roles well. 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 He did. He did his thing. Right now, we could watch a Chadwick Boseman movie, and it will be classic. Right now, Jackie Robinson is classic. Wakanda is classic. Still, it's going to be going on in history as classic. And out of the blue, I won't say out of the blue, but I've known about Jonathan Majors from the film I seen with, it was a series on, I think it was on Hulu. It was a series with what's one of the actress name? But the brothers, well, her brother's on, what's his name? Samuel? No. The light-skinned brother with the curly hair.
Oh, you're talking about Journey Smollett.
Journey Smollett, yes. You're
talking about the show Lovecraft Country.
Lovecraft, there you go. I'm seeing Jonathan Majors in Lovecraft. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, man. Lovecraft Country. And I was watching the series. And I said to myself, he's a good actor. I've never seen him before. The first time I've ever seen Jonathan Majors, he's a good actor.
He was also in The Five Bloods.
The Five Bloods, right? Yeah.
So he's been in a film with Chadwick. How about that?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. See, he's been doing this thing for a little while. People don't know. People just thought he just came out with Marvel. Oh, Jonathan Majors has been putting in some work.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that they were prepping him up.
Yeah,
they were prepping him up to be the next replacement of. I'm just gonna say
passing of the torch. That's all. As being the next young brother to land respectable roles that would put him in a position where he can become a legend.
Yes, become a legend. Yes.
That's been interrupted because all of these studios are not rocking. This happened before this.
Yes.
Because when the first accusation came up, many people stepped away from him before even hearing the story. Disney and Marvel Studios was the one that waited. Because Jonathan first came out and said, I got video, which he did. He said, I got text messages. I got everything to clear my name. And they let him have that opportunity to defend himself in court. This happens, and they hit the button because they kind of already had it ready to fire him, but they wanted to wait. They wanted to wait until he was guilty or not guilty.
Yeah, guilty.
But yeah, go ahead.
So, Jonathan Majors, what this happened to him? And I'm gonna repeat back what you said again. It definitely was a wake up call for him because it's like,
and to others.
Others too.
This is a warning.
Do not bend backwards for the power that's be. Do not. You don't have to sell your soul out for the powers that's be. You don't have to buck dance for the powers that be. You can be yourself, stand your ground, be yourself, stand in your dignity and be yourself. Do not just sell your soul just because you want to get to a certain plateau. Don't do it. It's a message and a warning. And I don't know if she was an agent. I don't know. See, listen, I don't know if this white girl is an agent.
Yeah. Who the heck is she and where does she come from?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the question.
I don't know if she was an agent.
She was a plant.
A plant, yeah. To say, you know what?
Industry plant
to get this. We got to bring him down somewhere, somehow. So we're using you. We see what he likes. So we're using you to tumble him down.
I'm going to give this back to you, man, because now we got to, you know, it's been a while since we've done a topic like this because we've been doing dating topics, but this is who me and you are.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, this is why it's so important to have knowledge of self. It's not about hating nobody. No, but it's about being aware.
Aware, yes.
And I'm trying to figure out, did he have any conscious brothers in his circle? You know what I'm saying? To kind of teach him, hey, brother, I get it, but be careful because this is how they got this actor. This is how they got this ball player. This is how they got that politician. And this is how it all ends when it goes bad.
Yes. Yes. Maybe brothers like Jonathan Majors should listen to the Chuck Berry story. Chuck Berry loved white women. Maybe he should listen to the Chuck Berry story. Because back in those days, with a white man, with a black man running away with a white woman, that's automatic jail time. You'd be lucky if you get out of that town alive in the 50s and 60s. And yes, it's in the past, but sometimes history have a wicked way of repeating itself.
Here's how. Because although that story is in the past,
yeah,
but the system still exists.
Hello. Hello.
Okay. I know you know that to be true.
The thing is,
he didn't know that to be true.
It'll be true, yeah. Mm-hmm. And before you start getting beside yourself, I'm a superstar. And then I have that superstardom. Ain't nothing wrong with feeling good about yourself and feel you're on top of the world, but also be aware and also be aware of your be conscious and be aware that not everybody is for you. Be aware and conscious that, listen, if you're buck dancing for these people, you could be on a high, but they have a way of humbling you and making you crumble. Okay? They have a way of doing it. They have a way of doing it. They have a way of doing it. Certain brothers in Hollywood avoided it. Certain boys of Hollywood stood their ground and they stayed with one woman. Big up to Denzel Washington. They stayed with one woman.
Oh, the yeah. Let me go ahead. Yeah. Hold you drop a bomb on that. Big up to Denzel Washington, Samuel Jackson.
That's right.
With the Davis.
Yep. LeBron James. You know what I'm saying?
Another one. Ooh, a round of applause for Savannah James, man. That's a good wife right there, man.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
If you've been with that woman from the get-go, and she's been rocking with you when you literally were struggling to get your craft off the ground, and she was with you, that's the woman that you stay with. Don't go. Oh, I'm gonna break up with her. She's my past. This is where you mess up. And I don't want to. I could say more names. I messed up, but this is where you messed up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You screwed up. Screwed up big time because you decided to say, you know what? She's of my past, and I pushed her aside. And now, because I'm high, I feel Hollywood now. Now I want to get to the next level, and so let me get with this other woman. Not knowing that she's a serpent. Not knowing that she's a bad apple and she's a serpent. And she make you bite that apple. And now your career is... No, you like what the Bible says, you crumble to a piece of crumb.
Let's do this before we go, because people are going to be like, man, y'all making it a racial issue. No. The system that we live in, the justice system, made it a racist issue, and I'll explain why. There's an actor by the name of Ezra Miller. He is on the opposite side of the color spectrum. Okay, he had cases pending, but he was still able to be the Flash and get his own film and everything. He's on camera putting hands on a chick who walked up on him. And he's like, oh, you want to fight? And people are like, yo, chill.
Right.
He didn't get fired. Okay, that's one person. Dana White. This man's on video, allegedly. Well, not allegedly, but he got into a domestic dispute with his wife, smacked fire. And he's still the head of UFC. There's that. You got people in Hollywood who've done terrible, egregious stuff, who admitted to it, who are also on that opposite side of the color spectrum, and they still have their jobs. So don't sit up here and tell me that this ain't about race.
Hello.
You know I know, and I know you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. I wonder how much of a deal would it have been if he would have if that girlfriend of his was black.
Not much at all. It wouldn't even make the news.
You're right.
It wouldn't even make the news.
No. And if it did, it would make the news for like 1 second. They'd be like, today's headlines. Jonathan Majors, such and such, message dispute with his girlfriend, Taisha Walters. In other news, let's all go to the weather. I mean, that's exactly how they would have treated him. You know, they wouldn't have spent 2 seconds on it.
Nope.
But when you look at that woman, and you see this Uma Thurman looking woman,
yeah.
And this brother who looked like God forgive me, but he got that look. Like, you know, he was a field Negro who's in the fields picking cotton.
Right.
Those type of brothers.
Yeah.
No. We putting you away in jail for a year.
that's a fact. That's true. That's true. That's true.
You got this white woman over here. Slim. This is his thing. Blonde hair, slim, with a long dog nose. But you got this brother over here. But then look at this brother over here. He look like a whole superhero out here. He got a wide nose. You know, he all black. He got a nose like KRS-One.
Oh, shucks.
He said, no, he look like the best of them. Ain't no way we gonna let this man get away. They're just not gonna do that.
They looked at him and said that you're guilty.
Exactly.
No trial, no case. You are guilty.
They didn't even. They said it took them like. They said it took them like three to 4 hours. Dang. Usually, you got situations where it take like either a whole day or 2 days or a couple of days for them to reach a verdict.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They reached it in a few hours from what I read.
Wow.
They just, you know what I'm saying? And the reason why they did a jury of six, because they said if it would have been a jury of 12, listen closely, that it would have took them longer to get the case over with. Now, don't tell me if that ain't a conspiracy, what a conspiracy is.
Yes, yes, it is, yeah.
And you know what? My points will be challenged. That's fine. This is public. This is the internet. That's fine. That's fine. This is just my view and my perspective. Right. Zacchaeus, I'm going to let you close it out, man.
Yo, brothers, we got to be careful, brothers. Got to be careful. Stay with the person that is for you, supportive of you. You're supportive of her. He's supportive of you. You're supportive of her, and she's supportive of you. Don't get with because she may look good, or she, and you know, because you reach a certain level now, or you feel you reach a certain plateau now, you're running with this white woman, but she's the ranger, she's crazy. Boy, you, because you may like her looks and you just run with her, not knowing that she could have been an agent, not knowing she could have been to set you up and line you up so you can get got, because that's what happens. You get caught up into the glamour. You get caught. Yeah, listen. George Miji had some great roles, great Marvel superhero roles. And you get caught up into the glamour, and then you forget who you are. And I think it was a reminder, hope the story of Jonathan Majors spread out throughout the universe to brothers. Let it be a reminder, especially for actors, just people that's trying to get men that's trying to break into the industry, that you gotta keep it home. What I mean by keep it home, be with the people, be with the person that is supportive of you from day one. You're struggling, but she's with you no matter what. You step away and you go and you mess with, you know, Sally Petersons or you mess with her. You only ask them for trouble. Not to say all may be like that, but it could be agents that can line us up, and just because they see you getting to a certain level, and they can just get you just like that. Because that was a test, and I guess Jonathan May just failed the test.
Yeah.
Because you already dressed. You already was a puppet when they put you in a women's outfit folding your legs already. No, that was the first test.
Yep.
That was the first test.
Yeah, he passed that one.
He passed that one. Because they want to see you. They want to see us. They want to feminize the black man and see them in a skirt. The second test. The second test.
It was dating life.
Dating life? They got you, brother. They got you. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he got with Megan Good too late. He should have been with Megan had her own thing with her own ex-husband. Let me not say that, but the thing is that, like I said it before, they convicted him of sleeping with a white woman. Yes. You can't just listen, the justice system, the world that we live in, may turn a blind eye with certain things, but when you are a brother of some status and influence, they're not just going to let you be with a white woman and have everything that you want. I'm going to give you another example. Byron Allen. Byron Allen, billionaire. One of the, when it comes to Black Americans, he's one of the richest brothers on the, you know, in America, right? Black man. But his wife is white, and he is still as rich as he is, encountering a lot of racial situations that are keeping him out of doors that he could physically pay for. But what he needs doesn't require money, requires a little more. And that's the power part. So money doesn't always equal power, not when you're Black. Okay.
That's right. Hello.
And so, you know, let me.
Yeah.
Not when you're Black.
LeBron James could attest to that one.
Exactly. As rich as he is, he still had the N-word spray painted on his yard.
LeBron James could attest to that one big time.
Oh, okay. He said Kanye can too, although his situation is a little cloudy, but he has points. But that's the thing. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to kind of further tag on to what you last said. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're going to get up out of here.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, let them know where they can reach you, man.
Hey, you can reach me at Zacchaeus Music on Instagram, also on Facebook, Wayne Backus 167 on Facebook. Also, you can catch me on TikTok too. Wayne Backus Zacchaeus on TikTok. Check me out. Yeah, you can catch us, Mr. ZM Fifth, on YouTube. On Instagram, Instagram.
On YouTube, the Fifth General TV YouTube channel. Catch the video. Catch the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and all other podcast streaming platforms. Absolutely.
Yes.
Definitely. Y'all can get at me at the Fifth General, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. All right. We're going to get up out of here. I want everybody to have a Merry Christmas.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. And we will take a short little break, Christmas, New Year's break. Mm-hmm. And we will be back in January of 2024.
That's right. Yo.
Mm-hmm. So stay locked in. We'll see you in like what? That's like 2 weeks from now, whatever.
2 weeks from now. Yep. We'll do more stuff. So
yeah.
Yep.
All right.
All right, man.
Absolutely. Yes. All right. This was another episode of Mrs. Z and Fifth. Check y'all later next time. Peace, y'all.